Hello, everybody. Welcome to... You know what? I've said too much already. There's so much to get to. We're going to talk to you today for about an hour. Back. Get it? Chemda is here with us.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? Lot to tell you. First off, keithandthegirl.com/reddit. We have a subreddit. Ready for this? It's Keith and the Girl. If you know about Reddit, you can get on that. I thought of a new idea. Tell me what you think about this.
I'm already scared.
A type of beer, and it's called the Mondays.
Oh, God.
Right? And you're like, oh, I'm depressed. I'm going to have some of the Mondays. And when you come over to a friend's house, you can go, here, I got you a case of the Mondays.
That's horrible.
Isn't that cute?
And it really sounds like the runs you get from what happened during the week.
Another idea I've had for a while is to name a beer, Bear. And then it's like all the movies and TV shows, you know, are helping to sell it for you.
I think that you're only doing that so that you can pronounce beer correctly.
Mm-hmm. I saw this. If you follow my Twitter, I just sent this out. This is absolutely real, not doctored in any way. I was looking up items for camping. Going camping this weekend, So my fiance is putting her foot down, and she says, you know what? We have to keep our tent. I like throwing a tent away right away. That's my little splurge. Don't mess. Just pick it up, throw in the dumpster. You don't got to mess around with bugs, ticks, water. Start brand new. How often do we camp? Hardly ever. And it's not a big deal. But she says, no, we're going to keep the tent. And I said, then we're going top of the line, 8-person tent. Very excited. I got a fan for the tent today. I got a light for the tent. I'm looking for a portable TV. I can't find it yet.
What's an 8-person tent?
There's room to breathe. I got lubrication. I got everything. So I find Amazon has everything. So I'm messing around. I go, hey, I like Astroglide. I don't want to have to mess around with some, you know, weirdo at Duane Reade. Let me just pick it up here. So I see Astroglide. I click on it. This is absolutely true. Again, you can see it on the Keith Malley Twitter right now. Looking for Astroglide products, other customers suggested these items. Communion wafers, box of 1,000.
How does that match at all?
It's all masturbatory. I don't know.
I mean, everything else sort of makes sense. If you're looking for tent items, they'll give you lamp stuff, which is probably how they got you on lamps and everything.
Right.
And usually, and you showed me the little trickery of, oh, hey, people who are looking for this have been looking for this, and it's really something that you've clicked on before.
Absolutely. Yeah. I noticed that. Oh, you know what? If you bought this tent lamp, you might be interested. Or people buy these products together, tent lamps, and this $200 tent you coincidentally just looked at.
And I think that's kind of fine. It's not, you know, the best, you know, thing to do, but that's fine. But I don't know how they got from Astroglide to Communion.
Right. I didn't look up Communion.
Not recently, but we did when we went on the boat, which was years and years ago.
Did we look up Communion, or did a friend of ours just say, hey, I know what, because I wanted it to be consecrated.
Oh, that's right.
I wanted
right.
it to be blessed. That was the point.
Maybe you looked it up, like maybe you can order, you can't you order
Of course you can't. No, believe me, I never looked it up. Ryan Reynolds has gotten married over the weekend to Blake Lively. The two of them, you can see them in their great work together, Green Lantern.
I feel like Ryan Reynolds is the marrying guy.
Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
I know he was with Alanis Morissette for a while. They were engaged. Then he married, who did he marry? Scarlett Johansson.
And that, after that?
After that, 2008 mm-hmm. to 2011, the Scarlett Johansson years. And he fell in love by the next year. So good for him. However, lightning crashes, an old mother dies. Will Arnett and Amy Poehler got divorced.
See, for some reason, that hit me weird, even though I hardly knew who they were. I knew Amy Poehler, but I didn't know that they were married. I didn't know any of this stuff. But it still saddened me a little bit to find right. out that they broke up, because they seem like genuine people who really got married, whereas these other Hollywood people, it seems like they don't really know. Honestly, they really right. don't know what a marriage is. They just think, like, we love each other so much, it's probably marriage.
Right. I mean, you were just married a year ago. I don't know. Give it time.
Yeah, but these guys have been married for like 10 years, right?
9 years. They have two sons, 3 years old and 2 years old.
That'll get you divorced right quick.
Maybe that's what it was. I mean, people tell kids, they go, it wasn't your fault. Maybe it was. Maybe it was your fault.
I think it is the kid's fault, but not in a direct way. I think that parents don't talk about right. their parental, you know, the like how they're gonna.
Let's say this: it didn't enhance.
It didn't raise our sex drive.
Right.
It didn't get us, you know, hanging out at all hours of the night. It doesn't equal fun, exactly.
And 3 and 2, these are still the years that you would think the marriage would stay together because you have a common thing that you hate.
Yeah.
You know, when a friend enters the situation, he's an asshole, you and your old buddy get back together. You're like, it's us against him. And they couldn't even survive that. So they had to have troubles for a while. I wonder this now, having been in relationships like this, where you're like, all right, 9 years, you got a divorce. How many good years was that? Mm. Were you done at 5? Were you done at 6?
We were dating 5 years. You think we had like a good 2.5, 3-year run?
I'd say we had good 3.
A good 3?
I'd say so.
Okay.
I'd say so. There was a month in there that I was thrilled.
When I was on tour?
Well, there was a month. By the way, my fiance started her new project, Calm the Ham. Oh, yes.
I don't mean to talk over the fiance's project. I really do want to talk about it. But do you remember when you asked, when Jesse was talking to us, he had just gotten married or
Jesse
something.
Joyce.
Like Jesse Joyce.
Right.
Just gotten married. And he said to you, and your fiance at the time, girlfriend, was going back to finish her graduate degree
in Ireland.
In Ireland, Scotland. And he said, isn't it kind of nice that you get a couple months off? And you were like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then about a year later, he told us he's divorced.
Right.
You ever look back on things like that and go, well, yeah.
Right. Right. But he looks at me like I'm crazy. You know, instead of going, oh, I shouldn't have let that slip. I go, no, I want to be by my girlfriend all the time. He's like, I don't get it, bro. I'm like, well, you're probably leaving off a part to your story. You guys are throwing things around the room. That's important. We're not there yet.
What do you think of when we were in LA? Do you think that your guy's long-distance relationship helps you with that 1 week away, you know, randomly? Like, now you know?
It must, you know. Like, you know, like, all right, we dealt with a lot harder than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the time difference isn't as bad.
Oh. No, wait, isn't it the same or?
No.
Oh.
No, about 2 hours. It was 2 hours worse.
Oh, wow.
Before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that time difference shit is awful.
Right. And there's something. You're in the same country now. That's a thing. Whether it matters or not. It feels like it does. Well, her new project, it's an art project we mentioned before called Calm the Ham. Go to calmtheham.com. You'll see what I'm talking about. Beautiful art. People are loving it. Well, the ham is cured. It is now available. You could buy. You can buy prints. You know, a whole bunch of art that she has. You know, movie posters. Just everything. The Olympics map that I mentioned loving. We have it up in our house, in fact. You look at it and you know who's number one. Guess who's number one. I won't spoil it. But you can see on the website.
I think it would make good also Christmas presents, things like that. You know, like I see Danny walking around with a Fight Club t-shirt.
Right.
And she made a Fight Club poster.
Right.
Boom.
These are, you know how like you have your movie posters that you love being a guy, but you still want to get pussy? You can with this art.
It's very minimalist, which I really like.
Right, it's sexy. It's art, you know. You can have your Shawshank Redemption poster,
right?
You know, and you're like, oh, the woman's like, there's some class to this. Okay,
also
I'm not with a mess.
I really appreciate your fiance sponsoring today's show.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, we celebrated what was going on, and we went out and got a Groupon dinner. And we've mentioned this before that they don't treat you as good. It feels like.
Yeah.
When they know you're getting a Groupon dinner.
And that's the scary part because you get a really good deal, but most likely you're taking a date, right?
Right.
And I guess in my case, a lot of times I'm looking for things that Lauren and I could do that maybe we would otherwise not afford or not want to spend the money on. And then you walk in and they're like, coupon! I'm like, well, can we be subtle?
Right, right.
I'm here on a date. Maybe you can't tell. We'll kiss a couple more times.
Right.
You know?
I mean, they just made me feel rushed. Is everything good hair? Yeah, it's good hair. It was good literally 1 minute ago. Like, I really feel like I'm being fucked with. Like, is the peasant enjoying his steak and lobster today?
Mm.
You don't belong here.
Obviously. Do you guys get dressed up? We use it as an excuse to get dressed up,
yeah.
And you know, date night and this kind of thing.
We're dressed up, and then as soon as you mention Groupon, you know, you wonder if you're making it up. I've had bad service before, paying full price.
Right.
Now I'm getting a discount. Is it a coincidence I'm getting bad service? I don't think so, because when I tip on what would be the full amount, The waiter's eyes bulge out of his head like Roger Rabbit. And then he starts walking away, and he's the width way of the restaurant, not the long way, but he's across the restaurant, and he turns back and goes, "Thank you so much.
No.
This is a classy place. Thank you so much." And instead of saying, "You're welcome," I want to go, "Fuck you."
This is a Groupon issue, and I'll tell you what I think would help, really. I think that when you get your service, when you get your food, when you get your service, whatever it is, they should already put whatever tip they would have anticipated. This happened to me in the last Groupon, although I really think that they overshot how many Groupons they should sell. And it's not like the waiters weren't good at their job, but they were so overwhelmed that we couldn't get the proper service that I think that they actually could give. But when the check came, they fucking scored. It was a $25 tip because I got something that would have cost something like $100.
Right.
You know, and I'm fine with that. You know, you already paid your Groupon, so it's almost like you forgot that you spent that money.
Right. You had steak and lobster for $45.
Exactly. Okay. For two with a bottle of wine.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, put on, and then I think the waiters won't be like, "Oh, again with this shit," because if you notice on Groupon, 1,000+ people bought it.
Right.
In fact, we just saw a thing that it'll expire in about 3 months, but it's that thing in the Poconos. They have this indoor water park that's attached to a hotel, and you get a suite for six, plus passes to the water park, plus a lunch, you know, for 2 days, which is really great. And we're starting to think like, okay, who would we go with? You know, how would we work out the car? And then we're thinking, wait, in 3 months, and it's a water park, most likely it's not couples like us that are going to go. It's people with their kids. So Lauren mentioned this. She's like, "Remember how when you go to the spa on days where, like, you know, children have off from school and then we happen to have off and the whole spa is full of fucking kids in the jacuzzi and everything? Imagine the water park."
Right.
So we skipped over it because we know it's going to be a craze fest.
But what are you saying? They add their tip ahead of time?
Well, I think that they should add the tip, not ahead of time, but I think that you should be required to just pay the tip, whatever your tip should be. Like if you're at a spa and you get a massage and your masseuses usually get 10, 20%, I don't know how much you tip, or if you're at a restaurant, they should give you a bill at the end, and Groupon should say anticipate a tip based on the original price.
They do say that in the Groupon.
No, they say please tip on the original price. They should say anticipate it because you will fucking be billed.
Right. Then after dinner, we went and saw the movie Sleepwalk With Me, the Mike Birbiglia movie.
Can I tell you the history between me and Lauren about that?
Sure.
When we first started dating, she asked me to go to that show, but she thought that you and I...
It was a live show.
Yeah, it was a live show. It was here, and it was doing really well. It was like $70-something a ticket, but it's getting rave reviews. And she asked me to go with her, and at the time, she thought that I was dating you, and you had mentioned it, saying like, "Hey, you want to go to this?" So we had plans to go to this, even though we weren't dating. And I said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I have to go with Keith. You know, like we have these plans to go." We never went. Lauren ended up going with an ex-girlfriend that was, you know, driving her nuts the whole time,
right.
And we ended up not seeing it. Not you or I, not she. So now this has to be the movie that we see together to make up for about 3.5, 4 years ago of not going to this.
You will enjoy it.
Yeah.
This movie, give it a thumbs up. Now, first I walk into the movie theater, and there was, like, it's only playing, it might not even be playing in your city. It's obviously a small movie, right? This comedian telling a story. It's a relationship story, and he sleepwalks to a very dangerous level. Like Diane O'Debra, when we had her on. I mean, this guy, he does the same thing Diane O'Debra does. He will sleep in a sleeping bag with mittens on, so he can't open up the sleeping bag.
Wow.
Yeah, and remember, like, Diane leaves and he does this too, leaves the house.
Yeah, Diane her parents had to lock her in the room, even though that's dangerous.
Right.
You know, you can't lock a kid in their room where they can't open it. And even to this day, she has to take precautions, you know, and she lived alone. Now she lives with her boyfriend, but she lived alone for a while, and you just have to, I don't know, lock some shit up, lock the door up, and maybe put it where you wouldn't know while you're sleeping. But they can do so much while they're sleeping.
So this movie is playing in maybe a more artsy theater, you would say. But I walk in, and taking the, you know, you get your tickets outside, that, you know, that little box office area. You walk in, and just this thug-looking guy, just leaning back, he's like, ticket, and tattoos, bandana over his head, and I know I was going to say this because it was clearly in my head, and I got out half of it. And I meant to ask, where's the bathroom? And I started to say, where's the prison? I said, where's the prison? And I'm like, what the fuck? And he goes, popcorn, it's over there. I'm like, no, what the fuck am I thinking of? The bathroom. Where's the bathroom? I should have just said, yeah, popcorn. But like, I almost said, where's the prison?
Wow.
I don't know. Stand up. Don't look so thuggish. I've never said that in my life. Like, where's the prison?
Oh my God.
That's where you should be. So anyway, we continue into this art house. And, you know, like I said, I give it a thumbs up. I don't know why names are changed in this movie. Not the name of, you know, this girlfriend that he talks about, who's an ex, of course. But he changes his name. Mike Birbiglia is now Matt Pandemiglio. But he starts the movie going, this is a true story. It's going to get crazy. This is absolutely true. I'm like, okay, so this is the story of you, Mike Birbiglia.
And he's starring in it, right?
He's starring in it. He directed it. He co-wrote it.
Here's the thing also. He's been establishing a name ever since he's been doing that show live.
Right.
I mean, he's gotten picked up on a lot of things that I can't come up with off the top of my head, but his name has gotten bigger and bigger. And now that you made a movie, you switched it. There's got to be something about that.
You think like there has to be something with the Actors Guild or something. I don't know.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Maybe he wants it to be. I don't know.
I know we can't come up with anything, but we have to assume that there is something.
Mark Maron's in it. He's obviously Mark Maron, you know, and it's his name in the movie's Mark Maroney. And I'm laughing when this clueless agent in the movie says Mark Maroney and Matt Pandemiglio, because it doesn't say starring Michael pretend to be Matt today. I'm like, nobody knows these comics' names because comics don't get respect. Wow. So I laughed at every time, like they're getting his name wrong. I didn't understand it.
You know who else didn't understand it? There were a bunch of people in the theater who thought they were missing some joke.
Yeah.
With you laughing at every part. Was the theater packed? Because it is a small movie.
Not at all.
Damn.
Not at all.
Get him on the show.
And it was a Saturday night.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think there are two other people.
Wow.
But, you know, you either hear about, I mean, how else would you hear about this movie also? You're not going to see ads for it.
Mark Maron is fucking in it.
I get
you. How else would you hear? His show is big.
I get you, but it's a movie theater. You know what I mean?
That's pretty sad.
The next day, but I do recommend it. I can't remember the last movie I really liked. Avengers. I like this more. Avengers bored me sometimes.
Wow.
This movie did not bore me at all.
I'm sure he'll be thrilled to know.
I was not bored at all, Mike, Matt, whatever your name is.
Luigi Giordano.
Right.
Just ended in something Italian.
I mean, he's like, what if I make my name even more crazy? Make it five syllables. Your name's crazy enough.
Right.
Birbiglia. That's crazy enough.
It took us this long.
Right. You've earned it.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. The next day, I started watching football. You would, if you follow my tweets, you know that. Steelers lost. First game of the season. You know, everybody's obviously, it's the first game of the season. And Pittsburgh Steelers has this history where they fuck up like the first four games. Always. They're always late bloomers.
That's what it seems like. Because and this is the first year, I think, that you're not disappointed because you're like, oh yeah, this is what you do.
Right. But yeah. Still, you still get sucked in. You still don't want to lose the first one.
Yeah. Actually, I think that's a killer move. Oh, Pittsburgh's not on their game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
By the way, your Twitters, you are a fucking madman when you watch football.
Mm-hmm. I get into it.
You're cursing at no one.
Right. Oh, there's always someone, believe me.
You're threatening lives.
Yes.
You're betting the universe.
That's why it's called football.
Oh.
That's how it got its name. The New York Jets ended up winning. And I noticed this in the paper. So this is the team, of course, that has Mark Sanchez and then Tim Tebow. You know, Tebow in. He's very religious. He joins New York Jets. Now you have Mark Sanchez and Tim Tebow, two star quarterbacks. Whether you think they're how good they are or not, they have a name for themselves. And that could create jealousy and a mess. So anyway, they're like, during the preseason, the Jets aren't looking so good. And the New York City papers all come out with like prayer hands on the front cover. Front cover. Please, Tim Tebow, save us. We need a miracle. Save us. Turns out Mark Sanchez is the guy that scored all the points. I mean, cream in Buffalo Bills. So now today, what did the cover
of all the... The devil wins!
the cover of all the papers. Tim who? Tim, who needs ya? Same papers.
Oh, God.
Hey, Tim, go back where you came from. I think it's interesting. Adam Brown was over. My friend Tommy was over. We're watching the game. I thought this was funny. Adam brought a friend over, and the friend would cough because he's a big smoker. It makes Adam want to smoke. Ain't that funny? And then people, they were explaining this to me. They're like, you're like, oh, I'm coughing. I know that's from smoking. Which reminds me, I can go for a fresh one.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I've had a few people in my life who've quit smoking, including my dad, and they really like to stand next to people who are smoking, hoping to catch a secondhand smoke.
Right.
And they'll say that to the person. They'll just be like, the person will try to wave the thing away, you know, wave the smoke away. And they're like, no, enjoying your secondhand smoke. Thank you very much.
But the coughing, though, like your cough, it's like, here's a sign of my disease. And then they go, that reminds me, you got that from smoking. I can go for one.
I'm trying to think, like, if I see a really fat person eating a sundae, am I like, oh, yeah, sundaes are good.
Right.
I don't know.
By the way, I saw this commercial while I'm watching football, and it's about a new TV show coming on the Food Network called Restaurant Stakeout. And this guy's watching all these hidden cameras.
I've seen him. I've seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it bullshit? I only saw the ad, and it shows I've worked at a restaurant, okay? My CD, Happy to Serve You, tells a lot of restaurant stories. I've told many on this show. I've done some sick, stupid things. However, I'm seeing some things where even I watch and go, bullshit. No waitress ever was told, somebody said, I ordered the wedge of lettuce, but it's literally an iceberg wedge. Yeah, fuck you. And they throw the napkin in the person's face, and you're like, what? Bullshit. Never happened.
Okay, I thought the same thing. And I'm like, oh, restaurant, whatever. And he's coming in with his secret cameras the night before. And then everyone just goes about their business. Here's the thing. There's two things that make me think one way or the other. One is when you're with a bunch of waiters, it's obvious that you've been working together for a long time.
Right.
So they can't just get a new staff and have them working together like that, you know? And they can't get a new staff and have them know the menu enough or whatever.
Are they saying it's a whole new staff?
No, that's the thing, is it's got to be the staff. It's got to be somewhat real, right? And then I thought, okay, that one person, I saw the one where she throws a napkin. That woman's a bitch left and right as a waiter. Now, I've had really bad service, and I've had her, not her literally, but I've had her serve me, and I want to throw the napkin in her fucking face because I'm like, am I interrupting your day or something? You know, I'm watching her text from across the room. There are really bad waiters. But yeah, to throw the napkin on the day or the week that you're filming is really weird. So my theory is that maybe they put in a shitty staff person ahead of time, mix her in with the group or mix him in with the group, and then that's the person that sucks.
Maybe.
However,
he dropped a steak on the floor. He's still going to serve it up. Now he's taking the steak and putting the blood all over the walls. And you're like, for what? Why is he doing that?
But to be honest, this one pizzeria joint, it couldn't have been made up because the people really seemed like that. Like, it just seemed like a mess of a place where they serve really good food, but everyone's just so mismanaged. And again, I've been in those places. That place happens to be, I think, in New York. Fucking service here sucks sometimes so bad you think you're on a reality show.
Right.
So I don't know. I've had mixed feelings watching different episodes.
Right. Getting back to football real quick, just some funny things I noticed. Tom Brady, he makes a touchdown. He goes to spike the ball, and he doesn't realize the ball fell out of his hands, and he spikes nothing.
No, that's not real.
You think he'd be used to this?
No.
He thinks he has it in his hand, and he spikes nothing. I remember
come on.
Yeah, it reminded me of the WWE, and it was Triple H, and he's about to do his big move on somebody. And before he does it, he takes off his shirt. He used to always wear his shirt at first for wrestling, but then you knew he meant it. So he mimes taking off the shirt. The shirt was already off. He thinks he's taking a shirt off.
No.
He's not really holding anything. He puts his head through it, you know, takes it off his arm, and then does his move. Referee can't help but laugh.
But do you think he's just doing it because, hey, this is the thing that I do?
No, he's used to doing it, and he didn't realize he didn't have a shirt on that time.
That's awesome. That's really awesome.
I saw a San Francisco 49er. I was watching a little bit of that game against Green Bay, and the guy makes a touchdown. And he try. You see a lot of times they'll jump at the goalpost, you know, at the uprights, I mean, mm-hmm. and put it through like basketball.
Oh, that's cute.
He jumps up, hits the bottom of the uprights. Mm-hmm. It bounces back. He falls over.
Oh, goodness. Everyone's a little too excited,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he was a mess. He was a mess.
You know what? I want to quickly talk about my running club super quick, because we have been getting more and more emails about it. And some of the emails are, can we actually join your running club? I don't want to seem like a snob, but it's only for people who work here, only because we have this like after the workout routine. It's actually in the studio, and we don't want to be like, okay, this is where you stop, you know, because our studio... Sure. Is not, the location is still kind of private, and we just want to keep it that way. But people are joining in remotely. So people are letting me know that, people are letting me know that they're following our regiment.
Right.
So for example, we up our thing a half a mile every 3 weeks. So we're up to 3.5 miles now. Next week we up it to 4 miles.
Wow.
Every time I remind the running club, they just want to stab me in the face. But we've been doing it. I mean, if you think about it, 3 months ago, we were running 2 miles going, oh my God, why would we run 2 miles? And now we're running 3.5. So we have a thing on the forums. We have a thing on Reddit that keeps track of our running club remotely and the ones that are actually here. And we will do a 10K, and the 10K is what everyone's going to join together, no matter where you were, or how you were training, or whatever. And then we're going to go out for a drink and some food afterwards. So if you're on our forums, if you're on our Reddit, we're going to keep posting on there.
Very cool. By the way, Kat and I are on level 2 of Jillian Michaels' 30-day shred.
Are you really?
Yeah, we started this 160 days ago, but we are now on level 2. And you get excited, and you're like, look what I'm doing. I'm keeping up with these people with, you know, abs of steel. And then Jillian Michaels always has to say something. Always has to say something. The first level 1, it was, flaunt it if you've got it, ladies. Stick with it, women. I'm like, you bitch. Level 2 is, you're really going to enjoy that you're putting in hard work when you go jean shopping. Even better yet, bikini shopping. I'm like, shut up. Shut up.
But it's not an easy workout, right?
You're pretending to be a woman anyway. Shut up.
Keith Mack.
Well, I don't like her attitude. Sorry if that was too much.
But it is a hard workout.
Of course it is.
So is it just... because you're putting in what you get, right? I mean, any workout is hard. It's not like I'm running, you know, I'm running a girl run and Danny's running a guy run.
Right.
You know, anytime you move around, it's going to be difficult.
I think so. I thought so.
It's so sad, though.
By the way, in football, I saw somebody making a field goal tied for the record. The longest field goal, 63 yards. And he hits it in, and he's very, you know, he's excited, of course. And another teammate is, too. Comes over, hits him on the back of the head, and you've seen this. You see, I never understood it. You see football players make a touchdown. I'd be ducking my head, covering my ass. I'm like, stop, we're on the same team. They smack each other in the fucking... I mean, you see the head snap. I get the helmet can take a lot, but you see like the neck twist a little bit. It's like, quit hitting me. New rule for our team. We don't hit each other in the fucking head. That's what the enemy does. We don't have to do it. So anyway, they have lighter helmets. They have different helmets, these kickers. And the guy behind him, I swear I saw his neck go into his body like an accordion. Like a little bobblehead. Bong.
Did anything
like,
happen to him?
Nah, he's not going to admit it. He'd be a pussy.
Jesus.
I'll say this too, by the way. I guess the referees are on strike, and they have replacement referees. And there is a big difference.
I bet those referees are really happy about that.
The replacement...
The ones on strike.
I think they're watching these games laughing. And they're like, you know what? We want a whole new payout now. You wanted to think we can easily be replaced? We can't, and we're not taking that deal we offered you. Fuck you. They are a mess out there. And you have these announcers that know the game. They've been doing, you know, they've been reporting on games for decades, whether they were playing or only announcing. And they'd be like, well, okay, well, that, of course, is going to be a 15-yard. Okay, nope. Guess it's not. All right.
Come on.
Yeah, and you're like, holy fuck. I knew it from home. And I watch football, but I don't watch football. And I can tell. It's like, nah, wrong call. And of course, that's going to be a touch. Really? Okay, then. Well, something totally different today.
You know what? I think they just got, you know, those guys are like, what the fuck is that ref doing? I can do his job from my fucking asshole. They got one of those guys to ref.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always been some things that I never really understood, like the flag. You know, you throw the flag real quick, and the referee has to see it. You know, the coach throw the flag, and they can do something accordingly. Maybe you're calling a timeout or whatever. Well, these people don't know to watch for the flag. Never mind. I don't. It's 2012.
Come on, right. Really?
Yeah. Never mind. 2012. I don't know why we're using flags. Wind blows a flag. It hangs there oddly. Maybe it drops right to the ground. A flag is weird. You have a button, and it even lights up on your TV. Oh, they used the flag. A little firework that shoots out. Pew, pew.
Firework is a little much.
You know, something. We're using flags. Put sensors on the balls also. Put sensors on the field goal. Let's see if it broke the plane. It's 2012. We don't know if a football broke the plane. The referees would make a call, leave, come back, change their mind, leave, come back, change their mind. It's like stick to your guns. You were either right or you're wrong. Three blind mice. Where the fuck are they going? We're back. What the fuck?
Come on.
It's very odd. I mean, you could convince these refs anything. I saw Ben Roethlisberger convince a ref that a touchback started at the 50-yard line. It's like, hey, if you say so.
Well, I don't know what you just said, but wow, really?
No, I mean, that's
a touchback, you say? Like an hour ago?
Back. Danny's mind is blown.
We're leaving little Easter eggs for Danny in this one.
I mean, it was weird. The main ref for one of the games, he turns on his mic. He goes, also, all bets are void, including you, my bookie. Now, this is not professional.
I almost believed him, so I think I'm mostly laughing at myself. Like, what are you talking about? More football things I don't understand.
Speaking of which, by the way, Al Pacino will play Joe Paterno in a movie. You know Joe Paterno, he didn't mind kids were getting raped at Penn State. He didn't mind it too much.
That's his new nickname.
You know what? Good.
Joe Paterno, old didn't mind.
He didn't mind. Old didn't mind Joe. Yeah. Oh, a lot on his mind, you know. We're doing the nickel play. He's got to keep that in mind for next week. Al Pacino, I want to see him in that movie. Why did I fuck those kids? Because that kid had a great ass! And you got your head all the way up it!
Lord almighty.
Now we got a movie. He's trying for an Oscar. He's trying for one of those statues. Meanwhile, they take down Joe Paterno's statue. Kind of ironic, I read.
Kind of ironic, I read.
I saw it.
On Twitter?
I saw it on Twitter.
All right.
I'd say who wrote it, but it didn't seem to go over. So I'll do him the favor. But if you follow my Twitter, you'll see.
By the way, also follow Keith and the Girl on Twitter, and that's at Keith and the Girl.
A guy bragged about his bad driving on Twitter. Drunk, he wrote, going 120 drifting corners. Hashtag fuck it. If you want to follow also political discussions, you can go to hashtag fuck it. He rates YOLO, which of course we know you only live once. And he did only live once. He crashed a car and died. Right after he wrote, driving, tweeting, sipping the cup, fuck, YOLO, I'm turning it up. Ugh. So he had great aspirations as a poet. And we'll never know. He crashed his car, had four other people with him. See, everybody died.
That is the weird thing. Are they watching him text and drink at the same time?
It's funny, bro.
Is everyone drunk?
It's fucking funny, bro. No, the other ones actually were going to a science meeting. Working on the cure for cancer. It's just this one asshole.
You fucker. You motherfucker.
KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. You know what this is. I don't got to tell you. You
fucking asshole. I'm still there.
But I'm going to tell you anyway. It's our VIP service, baby. It's what keeps this thing going. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. Go there, see it. It's sexy just to look at. Read what I'm talking about. Kemda does a show called...
What's my name?
There's so many shows.
I know there is.
There are so many shows now. What's my name? I do my show.
My name is Keith.
My name is Keith. There's a show, Internment. There's a show about interns.
Internment.
Internment. There's another show after that. Danny does it.
That's the show with Danny.
I mean, there's so much stuff going on. Keith and the Girl TV. Every Keith and the Girl show we ever did, period, from show number one. I really want to go back and redo show number one and just, like, you know, talk slick like we do now. And be like, well, these guys were good right out of the gate.
Have you heard our first show?
It's horrid.
You have heard it since?
Yeah.
I haven't. I'm kind of scared.
I remember for show, if you listen to Keith and the Girl show 500, we put together a clip from each show, just real fast. And so you see this evolution of guests and the way we carry ourselves and, you know, some of the big topics discussed. I couldn't find anything from show number one. I think I took... So I guess we'll keep doing this until it stops getting awkward. Something like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, so, that's funny.
And then honestly, I think number two, we found our groove, but we didn't recognize one was so bad.
That's so funny because I...
But two was about Michael Jackson going to court and I thought it was great. I remember it. And then by five, I'm yelling at a listener who said your sound wasn't good.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got in a groove right away, but... Yeah. The funniest part is after the first show, do you remember this? Have we mentioned this on air before? We finished doing the show, and the first 2 weeks of shows were half an hour. You could blame me because Keith wanted to jump right in with an hour. I was like, yo, let's just fucking see if we can talk to each other on air for half an hour. You know what I mean? Like, just that's freaking me out a bit. And so at the end of the half an hour, we look at each other and we literally just shrug and go, I guess.
Yeah, I guess, because we heard some other podcasts. We'd be like, this is better than that. Yeah. I mean, I guess this is it.
And
I've seen TV. I've heard real radio. I think that's it.
And then we listened back and we were happy with it.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. We just, you know, there are times where we just don't know.
Right.
I don't know. And also, I think the first one was more of an introduction about us. Like, you had a clip of my song ready I didn't know that you were going to do. And, you know, looking back, I wonder if that looked fake to people.
Right.
Like, oh, no, you're going to play my song? What? And it really was a surprise.
Right.
I actually didn't know.
So you can check that out now, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. And you should check it out soon because I'm going to replace it with an all-star cast.
We should. Oh, my God. There should be a show number one done by, like, interns, and as the new interns get like really comfortable and we're really excited, like Danny's been around long enough to do it, something like that, and then he can do it with someone like Emmy or Jess, and Jess plays me and Danny plays you, and they reenact the whole thing in their version of
right.
I think that would be really cool. But
well,
first
we don't
show
have
reenactment, another spin-off, everybody.
Yeah, we don't have enough, why not? This person is writing in, Andre, saying, hey guys, my name is Andre. I've been listening since 2008. I've always enjoyed your free shows and decided to support you guys once or twice by buying some merch. And of course, What Do We Do Now? Your relationship book. Keith's autobiography, The Great American Novel. I'm not a rich man, but I can always save a few bucks to get this awesome stuff you offer. Once you start with the VIP program, I was reluctant to get it since it was kind of a compromise. I wasn't sure I could make a commitment like that, and I had other responsibilities to cover. But as I kept listening to every show, you kept adding and adding more content and letting us hear the trailers, and I just couldn't wait anymore. I have to tell you guys, I just got VIP, and oh, that feeling of finally looking to that famous dashboard you keep talking about and seeing all the options, all that marvelous content, that's a wonderful feeling. I feel really happy about it, and as I rate, I'm downloading all the shows with Danny, the internments, and a couple What's My Names, and my name is Keith. I still don't know where to begin. Thanks again, guys, for making so much awesome stuff. You deserve every penny and so much more. I look forward for more awesome stuff at my now favorite place, my VIP dashboard.
And don't forget that the app is being created. The Keith and the Girl app for iTunes, for iPhones, is going to include your VIP right in there. So that's coming out very shortly. We're actually getting together with the designer again sometime during this month, and he's been emailing us back and forth. So if you're looking for the app, it's coming back really soon, and we'll have all the updated features.
In fact, here's the trailer again for Internment number 3, hosted by Patrice.
This is episode 3 of Internment, and I'm Patrice.
I started interning when they were going through their breakup that they weren't
telling
anybody
about. Right, you came
about.
In at a very pivotal
so
time.
Weird.
I had no fucking idea, man. I was fucking so blindsided by that shit.
I had an idea before the concept. The only person I told is Cole, because that's the person I tell things, so.
I was so in denial. I was told beforehand. And didn't I was like that? You're fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're together still. Oh, they have to be.
I like your elegant. I was told beforehand. I probably told you.
We'd work all day, and then Hemda would leave, and then be like, "It's time to get fucked up," and then we just get fucked up together.
This is the part I want to know. What did you guys think the first time you met me? I don't care. You really know? Like, I really don't care. Like, on a genuine level.
KeithandTheGirl.com. Do not be shy. I want people rating on the forums when the show comes out tomorrow. I want to hear your thoughts.
And also, some people asked if the trailer was edited so that people kind of talk on top and share their feelings right there. Obviously, it's edited to make a trailer, but it's not edited the way they were talking to each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I want to know what you guys think. You'll be able to get that tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com/VIP. Speaking of which, Hemda did a show about being on mushrooms with the great Mike Kaplan and Lauren Hennessy.
Did you see, by the way, on this weekend's camping trip, a bunch of people are going to be doing mushrooms?
Really?
Yeah, and Johnny, my roommate, was like, yeah, I get your video camera. I'm like, for real, because I'm going to.
Look at this.
So I smell...
death.
A KTG TV. Look, yeah. They wig out. They just did mushrooms again, Johnny and Monique. And they fucking wig out. And they think they see things. And I don't know why he wants me to videotape it, but I'm totally down for it.
All right. Well, I'm in. I'm not to do them, though. I don't know. It takes all day to me.
Well, we have 4 days of camping, of doing nothing.
I asked Catherine, my fiance, of course, and I said, are you into doing mushrooms? Hemda was asking. And she goes, I don't think...
Don't blame me.
No, listen. Hemda was asking. You were asking. It's not blaming. It's nice. And so she said, no, I don't think so. Are you? And I'm like, I don't think so. She's like, yeah, how long does it take? And I go, I did them once. It took 4 hours. She goes, what the fuck? No. She's like, I thought they took 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be a bummer because they cost a good penny. But I heard that doing it while camping is good because while you're in the woods and things like that, that's like people's favorite place to do it. I'm not going to do them because I know I'm going to wig out, and that's a little too much while, you know, a dozen or so people are around, you know. It just scares me, but I think Lauren's going to be doing them.
I'm bringing my airsoft gun. I'm ready with that. That should be fun with these guys.
Danny, are you doing it?
I don't know.
Are you considering it?
Dad, turn your headphones off.
Dad, turn your headphones off. You're considering it. Maybe.
Look at this.
Danny's going to end up doing it.
What?
No. So anyway.
We really should bring our Zoom and our cameras and things. Does that make you want to do it more or less?
Kind of.
Danny's a fucking whore.
Kind of is going to be in jail by the end of the weekend. Believe me. So you were telling the story about on the mushroom show, or somebody was that was on it, about a mixed martial arts guy. You know these guys. They beat you into your life. Yeah. Well, he was on mushrooms with a friend of his, and they got you know, fucked up. And one thought he was God, the other thought he was the devil. And it got to the point, I don't know which one, God or the devil, but one of them ripped out the guy's heart.
Literally.
Cut it out, yeah. I think
with his bare hands.
My God. I mean, these people, they're fucked up as it is. Like, I was talking to a guy that made a documentary about these fighters. And he was, and every story was the same. It's like, yeah, you get into fights all the time. And it's like, well, what happened? Something always happens. Like, I was pumping gas the other day. Guy comes over, next thing you know, we're fighting. And I'm like, well, you know, the guy says, well, what happened? It's always bullshit. Like, he couldn't get a story, but they're always ready. I mean, that's what they're bred and born to do.
Well, because they're in a constant aggressive state, I guess, because if you're capable of beating someone up that harsh,
right?
I don't know, there might be something in you.
He ended up saying he was guilty, in fact, of murder. He pleaded guilty to murder 4 days before his case was set to go to trial so that he could end up getting parole in 50 years.
What?
50 years, he's eligible for parole, as opposed to if he tried to fight this and was proven guilty and not insane, which it doesn't look like he was. They didn't count him being insane. If you're in the MMA, you're fucking insane.
Wait, that was the deal that they struck?
And yeah, and he's, as opposed to, you know what, you want to fight it, you're going to fucking lose, you will not have a chance at parole. And they're like, okay. He's 29 years old right now.
Then who cares? 50 years, that's life. That's right. His first eligibility for parole.
Yeah.
I would not have taken that deal. I would have taken my chances and what? Got 100 years in jail? What the fuck is the difference? You think at 80 years old, you're going to go what? Back to life to do what?
He cut out his friend's heart and his tongue.
Ugh.
His body was found.
But he was on mushrooms. This guy was his friend. You know he's going through a trauma himself. You know, I'm sure he didn't intend to do this. Not that that, you know, takes away the fact that he killed someone. But to just plead guilty and just, I don't know.
His chest had been cut open while his heart, tongue, and the skin of his face was removed.
Ugh.
Court documents say that his friend's heart and tongue had been removed while he was still alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this sounds fun, Danny. Yeah, it's a sad life. While intoxicated, the two believed that they were involved in a struggle between God and the devil.
Oh, my God.
The guy's heart was discovered by police charred in a wood-burning stove.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like he was the devil to me.
So, Keith, have you given up mushrooms, like, at all? Like, you didn't like your trip?
It's too long. Doesn't excite me. It's too long. Yeah. And I feel like it'd take up half a day to a day easily camping. I'd rather stare at the stars.
Okay.
You know, nah, not my bag. Okay. Not my bag.
I don't know. I don't think it's my bag either. I mean, I just don't like the idea that I'll be seeing things. But to be honest, the only way I think I would do it is only me and Lauren, and possibly only when we visit Hawaii, because it seems like maybe it's more natural. I don't know.
That's where God put the real stuff, in Hawaii. So there you go. Yeah, so this guy goes, by the way, see psychiatrist, like I said, and they say, no, you're competent to stand trial.
Because he is. He was on mushrooms at the time.
Fight the psychiatrist.
Yeah, get a different one.
Look at me. Here's some videos. Look at me. I'm fucking insane. I fight for a living. That's not insane.
Yeah, I really wonder if the trauma that he's facing is just making him go, you know, I killed someone.
Right.
I killed my fucking friend. Lock me up, you know?
Over in England, a judge is in trouble. He's saying he's talking to this 26-year-old who admitted to two burglaries. He probably committed another burglary and another attempted burglary. And the judge said, you know what? It takes a huge amount of courage, the judge says, as far as I can see, for somebody to burgle somebody's house. I wouldn't have the nerve. He let the guy go.
Oh, so the judge could plead insanity.
Right.
This is so stupid.
He added that he might get pillared for his decision, which I assume means I might get shit for it. But I'm going to take a chance on you. You're free to go. Possibly four burglaries. Two the guy admitted to and said, you know what? People say it's a cowardly act. It's not a cowardly act to break into somebody's house. You never know what's going to happen. I wish I had the balls. All right. Don't do it again, please. Thank you. Goodbye.
What the hell? The whole... Yeah. I mean, part of that is that you're going to be put in jail.
Yeah,
which is what makes you not do it.
He's given a 2-year supervision order with drug rehab and 200 hours unpaid work with a 1-year driving ban.
Well, he can't escape. Although, according to the shows that let you know, of major crimes that were committed.
Right.
According to those shows, when you rob a bank or something, it's better to be on foot because everyone's looking for a car.
Hmm. Noted. Better be on foot and best, if you get arrested, to try to have the hearing in England. Noted as well. Like we said, don't forget, keithandthegirl.com/VIP. See what's going on. Also, our subreddit is Keith and the Girl, and our Twitter is Keith and the Girl as well.
Our Facebook is Keith and the Girl.
While you're
have
at
you
it.
Have looked at Keith and the Girl?
Just try. Just to put Keith and the Girl in everything. See what comes up. See if we infected it. That is all for today. Chemda, do you agree?
Yes, I concur.
All right. Then we will talk to you tomorrow.
Keithandthegirl.com.